Well, Nigel, how's this week been then? You said your players were frustrated, obviously, not getting all of the points last week.
Yeah, we were. We still are. We went through a few bits on the video on Tuesday and had a couple of very good days training since then. The frustration, I think, is within ourselves, you know. When time, people said that we shouldn't have played that long. Referees will add on whatever they think. We're frustrated one or two other decisions, but not with the time added. We have to deal with that better.
You mentioned wanting the points for belief in your side as well, so they start to believe in what is going on here at Sheffield United. Do you feel that's lacking a little bit?
No, I still think there's plenty of belief. I think the way that we're playing in games and the amount of chances certainly that we're creating at home, I don't think that's particularly lacking at the moment. But if you do get a couple of results, then it does nothing but enforce it.
Yeah, I suppose it sees you climb up the league. Not that you might not be looking at the table at this point in time, but the players get that momentum of winning feeling.
Yeah, they do. And although, you know, we've lost two games in, 12 or something like that, so we're certainly not low on confidence. But I think there's an element of a feeling of we haven't been rewarded. We haven't got our just rewards for some of the performances of late. I think, you know, look at the game at Chesterfield, we're a bit unlucky to be there. You know, we should have been 1-0 up and playing against 10 men, and we find ourselves 1-0 down playing with 10 men. And then Saturday, one or two decisions as well. You know, the penalty decision on Jam is just, when you watch it back, it's incredible how we're not getting them.
Jamal Campbell-Rice, you mentioned him there. Let's talk about him a little bit. He's a bit of an enigma, isn't he? Because he comes on and has such a good impact. What does he have to do to make sure that he's a first starting 11 player?
Well, he could pick up the lad that scored in the 99th minute for a start because he was stood next to him when he made his run. So there's one thing he could do.
Yeah, frustrating.
Of course it is, because he's got us the winner. He's come on. He's put some brilliant crosses in again. And then as a 30-odd-year-old professional, we're asking him, see the game out, do your job at the other end of the pitch. He's with the lad, get him picked up, stop him making the run, and we win the game.
It's not talent then, is it? It's mentality.
Well, that's what you're trying to instil in them all the time. You know, when you have players who come to you first time, you know, he's 30-odd years old, we might be asking him different things than he's been asked to do. But we expect all our players to do the other side of the game as well as the creative side.
In terms of late goals, do you see it as a positive or a negative? Positive that you're still going at that stage of a game, or negative that you need late goals?
No, I think it's a positive. I think we've been battering away at teams, you know, and if it comes in the last 5 minutes of a game or stoppage time, it doesn't really matter. I don't think there's any question. It's not as if we just start in the last 5 minutes. You know, we're putting teams under an awful lot of pressure for large periods of the game, and then it's just a matter of wearing them down and getting the breaks. But we could have got the penalty much earlier. We thought their centre-half should have been sent off. So, you know, in certain circumstances, it wouldn't go that far.
Neil Collins, he was left out of the matchday squad last week. How's he been this week?
He'd be fine, straight in the first team.
Have you spoken to him? You said your door was open if he wanted to come and speak to you.
Yeah, it's still open.
Has he been to speak to you yet then? No. Do you feel that he needs to? Is he still obviously clearly part of your plans?
Well, that's up to Neil. He's a 30-odd-year-old professional. I'm sure if he wants to know anything, he can come and ask.
And you feel that, I guess, you've got your point across to him, I suppose, that you mentioned to us afterwards that his performances warranted him not being in the side?
Well, it's just the way we were defending. We've been through stuff on video for the last 6 weeks and pointed out a few things, and we didn't think it was changing.
I suppose you've had quite a few changes in that back line, though, haven't you? You've rotated things around. Some would say that is that part of the problem?
Yeah, but we've had to do that, injuries and so on, and bringing new players in. But when you're conceding as many goals as we've conceded away from home, then it's inevitable that we're going to make changes.
Are you looking at still bringing new players in? You any closer?
No, we're fine at the moment. We're happy with the squad that we've got at the moment. Michael Higdon's got one more game and he's back involved. He's working hard, doing a lot of extra work as well. So I'm sure he'll be chomping at the bit to get involved next week.
Do you feel that time might help him?
Yeah, I don't think it's done him any harm. Ideally, we could have done with him. I think he'd have got himself some goals in the last game or two. But three games, it is what it is. He's done some extra work, got a bit fitter, so we're hoping to see some of what we saw just before he was suspended, because he was just starting to show some good signs.
Yeah, that's, again, another frustrating point, isn't it? He was starting to get there. You could see that he was getting on the goals, but he was also contributing overall.
He was, yeah, getting the goals, and you know, he scored a perfectly good goal at Chesterfield before he got sent off, so I think that would have been 3-3. And I'm sure one of the chances and the balls that went across the box on Saturday, he'd have got on the end of one of those.
Team news-wise, then, how are you looking for this Yorkshire derby?
Yeah, everybody's fine, so hopefully it'll be the same squad.
Jose Baxter, is he ready for a full 90, do you think, yet?
That'll depend. He's in with a good shout of starting, but we'll see. We've got to keep monitoring, be careful, you know, we don't want any recurrence of it. So we'll have to see how it goes with him.
He can have such an influence on a game, can't he, Jose? He's one of those exciting players.
Yeah, and it was unfortunate on Saturday, you know, he could only last an hour, and then really when we got going the last sort of 20 minutes, he would have revelled in that, but he wasn't on the pitch, unfortunately.
Bradford City then, what have you made to them so far this term?
Yeah, very good start, steady start, strong side. And it's funny how a couple of teams like them and Norwich have probably struggled at home a little bit more, you know, but when you think you get the crowd behind them, it'd be the other way around. But, you know, watch the game on TV at Barnsley, started very well, and I think they do that at home more so, so we have to be careful.
The run of form isn't great at the moment in time, but they're still seventh in the table.
That's it, and that's what we're trying to achieve. We know we've got 1 point out of six. We could have easily had another 5 points on the board or 3 points from the two games, and we'd have been in that top six. That's how tight it is. And I think at this stage of the season, anybody's saying, well, you're out of the contention, or, you know, it's far too early. Lots of points to play for.
And it's a big ground as well. Your players are used to playing in front of a big ground, big crowd as well. Yeah. They're used to that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's another that local derby atmosphere that we're going to experience when we're at Barnsley and Doncaster as well. It's good to get them out of the way as well in some ways, you know. Look at the away games, some of them that we've had. We've been to some tough places already. You know, we've been to Swindon, we've been to Peterborough. Now we've got, we can get Bradford out of the way, Chesterfield out of the way. Tough places to go, so good when they're done. We just want a couple more points from those games.
What does it take to win these games? What is it about? What's the key, do you feel? If there was one thing you were stressing to them as they went out, what would it be?
I think it's don't get caught up in everything, you know, and all the local derby. You've got to put your foot in, you've got to stand your ground, but we have to still play for our strengths. And I don't think we're one of our strengths is actually going toe-to-toe with teams in a physical manner. I think we're better, like you've seen at home, when we get the ball down and we get it forward, we get on the front foot and we play.
Putting your foot in, but not in a Michael Higdon way, not getting carried away.
No, hopefully that'll be a lesson, not just for him, but for the whole team.
And Phil Parkinson as well, how well do you know him?
Yeah, reasonably well. I know Steve Parkin, his assistant, a little bit more, and actually played in the under-21s with Steve Parkin, so we're talking about 28 years ago, something like that. So I've known Steve a long time.
And Phil's one of the longest managers now as well at this moment in time. I think 11th in the country. He's been there...
What, 18 months?
Yeah, 18 months, exactly. That's the point I was going to make. He's not been there that long. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the way football is, unfortunately, these days, modern football. But you look at the success he's had. They want to do everything they can to hang on to him.
The other big story, obviously, Nigel, around at the moment in time is the imminent release from prison of Ched Evans. Yeah. Have you spoken to the powers that be at the football club about that?
We've had one or two discussions, and I think we're waiting a decision, and the owners will make that in their good time.
So it's a decision that's been made above you, I suppose?
Yeah. You know, I say involved in one or two discussions, but it's very much a decision for the owners. And when the time is right for us to say something as a club, or for them to say something as a club, we'll do that.
Are you pleased to be involved in those discussions? Because it could have been a decision that was made without you.
Yeah, it still will be made ultimately. You know, it is that sort of decision. It's above football level. So it's great to be involved in them. But it's one of those where if it's a decision, do we put him in the team or not? That's our decision if he comes back. If it's whether we take him back in the first place, and that's theirs.
And would you welcome him back to the football club? Obviously, it was something that you've inherited, this situation, I guess.
Yeah, until the decision's made, then there's no point in talking about it. And I say when the club will say something.
Has this all been a distraction, though? Because people like me asking you questions, the fans are talking about it endlessly. Has it been a distraction, do you feel?
No, not certainly within the camp, no. I think the players are aware. But until something happens, first of all, he's not out yet. And secondly, the club haven't made a decision or a statement. So until those two things happen, it's all irrelevant.
Is it something that you would discuss with the players as well, if, as you say, he comes back? Because I imagine in the same way fans have opinions on both sides of the fence, I imagine your players would as well.
We haven't got to that stage yet. So if we need to, there's no point in sitting down and talking to them if he doesn't come back.